You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. A little Mississippi easy listening to get you back in to the grilling mood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and you are listening to the Grilling Guys. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker or even a deep fryer this time of year, because fishing season is on. You catch some fish. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, a little Tupelo honey from Van Morrison. Always sounds good. This next fella we're going to talk to, let's get right to it. We've got Pat Davis from Abe's Barbecue in Clarksville, Mississippi. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, is this Bob?
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning?
All right, my brother.
Good, good.
Yeah, so you have just a very, very cool business. It's generations now in the business. And of course, Abe was who, your grandpa?
That's correct. He's a Lebanese immigrant.
Yeah.
Turn of the century.
Yeah, I saw his picture on your website, and I said, wow, that looks like one of my father-in-law's brothers. This guy has to be Lebanese. So I got to call this cat up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell us what makes Abe's Barbecue what it is.
Well, I've got to say the people, the customers, they tell us what they like, and for over, 80, 90 years, they've told us what they like, and we try to stick to that. Let's try to stay consistent with what our product is. We haven't deviated much since the 40s, from what I understand from my dad. Just a vinegar-based sauce, and not a real light sauce. It's a little bit heavier than a vinegar, and not much sweet at all, if any.
So closer to a Memphis profile.
Yeah, that's what I would agree to, yes, yes.
And the biggest product you're doing is pulled pork?
Correct. We do Boston butts. That's our main seller as far as our pork goes. And we do an inside round for our beef. We smoke it with the pork. We sell a lot more pork, though, as far as that goes. The beef isn't one of the biggest sellers. It's a really good piece of, a really good cut, though. I've tried brisket in the past. I can't get that brisket right for nothing.
Yeah, you're not the only one, Pat. I've been working on that for 5 or 6 years. Barbecue Bob's got a twist on it, but I still struggle. About every third one turns out, and the other two are like, nah, the dog's going to eat well tonight.
So. That's right, yeah.
So tell us what an inside round is. Is that the big, what they now call, they're selling it in the butcher shops. It's out of a round steak, but they're selling they call it a round loin, I think.
You know, I'm really not sure about that. It's a large piece. It's like an 18 to 20 pounder. We used to use a sirloin tip or a peeled knuckle, I call it. I don't know if it's quite a sirloin tip, but it tastes just like one if you ask me. But what we do, we put all the meat in at the same time. And when you have a 10-pound piece of meat, of beef, going in with a 10-pound Boston butt, and you get busy, you end up getting them all out at the same time, 7 or 8, 10 hours later, and then you've burnt the beef up or dried it out too much. So well, we can fix that. Let's get a couple pieces. We went from a gooseneck round to an inside round and find out we can put the inside in with the Boston butts, cook them at the same time. The beef comes out medium rare. The pork comes out done. So we don't have to, you know, if you get too busy, you don't really mess up any piece of meat there.
That's interesting. Have you ever smoked chuck roast?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I love smoking chuck roast. They're so forgiving. I mean,
really?
You can beat on them. Yeah, because they're chuck flavored, and there's, you know, it's in the front half of the animal, and it's fat, a lot of marbling generally, and just a beautiful piece of beef if you want to smoke some beef up. And if brisket's
that.
Too much work, yeah.
But also, if on the inside round, if you decide being Lebanese, we could always get it, thaw it out, cut it in half, and take some home and grind it up for kibbeh.
Right.
Yeah. Beef right. Kibbeh, I don't know, that might get you in trouble.
Well, no, it's at the house, though.
Pat, tell me a little bit about the sides that are at Abe's.
We have barbecue beans, I guess most barbecue places do, onion rings, french fries, potato salad. We use a really good mustard potato salad. We found a commercial outfit that makes it, and it's absolutely wonderful. Get compliments all the time, so I said if we get that kind of compliments, we don't need to try to make it. I don't think we can make it as good as that.
Sometimes that's pretty wise,
right?
Especially the volume you're going through.
Yeah, and then we do a lot of on our burger line, one of our biggest sellers is what we call a chili cheeseburger, just slaw. And our slaw is, like I said, a vinegar and vinegar and oil, salt and pepper. That's it. No sugar or anything like that, mayonnaise, none of that. And slaw, chili, cheese, and a burger, and it's, we sell. That's probably our second best seller. And then anything else on the menu that if only upgrades we have, we call a Big A. But a Big A is anything on the menu, it's a double-decker. That's it.
So now if people are heading south, I believe 55 is the closest interstate you're to, isn't it?
That's correct.
How far off and which direction would you head?
It'd be 45 miles due east of here.
Okay.
Just straight shot, yeah.
So you'd head west on what highway if you're on 55?
Number 6 or better, no, now known as 278.
Okay. Yep.
So you come into Clarksdale at the crossroads where Robert Johnson supposedly sold his soul to the devil to learn how to play the blues. We're at the intersection of 49 and 61 in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
That's the story I wanted to get to.
Okay, go.
Tell us that.
Well, I really basically wound it up in that one little sentence. I don't know that much. Yeah, they say he sat under this tree, a sycamore tree. I don't know if the sycamore trees are. I think there's some shrubs now that are smaller, just growing up like a tree. And he sat under there and played the blues and told the devil, if I really want to play good, I'm going to have to give you my soul. So,
interesting story.
Oh, brother, yeah. Where art thou?
Right, I mean, yeah.
We've got people from all over, not because of us, but because of the crossroads. I mean, all over the world to come here pretty much daily. Had a couple in from Finland. Couple of days ago, Australians are here a lot. It's just from all over.
Pat, so when your butt hits the smoker, what kind of seasonings profiles are you using? And then when it comes out, the sauces that are on the table.
Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you now. We put the Boston butts in. We do not do a thing to them. We smoke them with pecan wood, and when they come off the pit that night, we put them in the cooler. Let the grease drain off of them. You know, all the juices you see in a Boston butt?
Right.
Really not quite all juices. Most of it's going to be fat.
Right.
Which is fine. It does give it a flavor. But what we do, we cool our meat down overnight. The next day you come in, and you've got this beautiful white lard about 2 inches below where we raise the Boston butt, let it drip down into the pan. You have about an inch and a half of this beautiful white lard at the bottom that you won't have to eat, okay? Then we debone the Boston butt and cut the... Now the fat is turned white in the Boston butt because it's cooled down.
Right.
Instead of being a liquid, it's cooled down. So you trim the fat out, and you got a lot leaner pork. So, I mean, you can eat here, and it doesn't add calories to you too much.
That makes it a little bit easier to get the fat out of it then that way, doesn't it?
Right. You get to – now, you know, people argue it's so much better. And I do cook them at the house. When I do, I like them hot. But I can't eat a bunch of it because it gets me – you know, just bothers me, all that grease.
Right.
Yes.
Eventually.
Flavor profile for your seasoning then, what you're going to season it with, and how do you make your sauce?
Okay, yeah. Well, I can't tell you that, of course. Anyway, once we get our barbecue meat sliced, we put it in pans, and we serve it that day. So at lunch, now the meat's cool, we throw it on a flat griddle, warm it up, and put some of our barbecue sauce on it. And just, we don't cook it again. All we're doing is warming it up.
Okay, you see that difference there, Jop? They're not pulling that pork.
They're slicing it.
And right, some places do that. That's a cool little difference. And it's really colloquial or it's a regional, local thing. That's, your area does that, and that's unique to the Delta, I think.
Right, we have, yeah, because people come in and say, man, this isn't really good barbecue. You cooked it yesterday, and then you're going to use it today. I said, but then I explained why we do it that way. And then it got down to where there was so much, the business got bigger and bigger, and we just couldn't keep up doing it hot to hot. And once we never did go hot, you know, hot straight out of the pit to the grill. It's just, it was easy for us to keep up with demand by doing it this way.
So
and,
if folks are...
where people like it like that now. I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob.
That's all right. We're out of time. But if folks are heading down 55 on your way south for spring break, and you see the exit sign for Clarksville, what's it, 278?
That's correct.
Yeah, head west, 45 minutes. It's called Abe's Barbecue. Check them out online. It's Abe's... ABESBBQ.com. Very cool story to your family. It's awesome. Of course, I have a a bond with that now with you, and we can talk food all day. But Pat Davis,
anytime.
Pat Davis, pleasure and honor having you on the show, sir.
Always, fellas. Y'all have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Coming up next, a little sweet swine of mine, our friend Mark Lambert's going to be on the line. Stick with us. We'll be back.